Welcome to Journey of the Monkey King, a podcast for myself, Kriva, and my friend MJ.
Hello!
We're on chapter 61. We were dealing, or the pilgrims were dealing with the Mountain of Flames and the Bull Demon King and his wife, Lady Ironfan, and his concubine, Jade Countenance. And all things of this nature. Did not really prepare previously on thingamajig.
No, that's fine. We don't know when this is going to be released, but where we are now, Mercury is out of retrograde, and hopefully Lady Ironfan can remember to love herself and not feed strawberries to her ex with her tongue.
Feed strawberries to someone impersonating her ex? With her tongue.
I mean, she doesn't know this. She doesn't know about.
But she does. She knows now. She didn't when it happened.
Well, she does now. Yeah, but it's not an act of self-love on Lady Ironfan's part. So, I just think it's important that we all remember that.
Yeah, we need to like pinpoint the dates that each of these chapters happens in so that we can do some proper astrological analysis.
Yeah, I might know a guy.
I mean, we do have like the dates that the real Shanzang arrived back in China and could work backwards from there, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, if the guy, the civil servant guy whose name I can't remember,
Wu Cheng'en, I think.
Wu Cheng'en had done that level of world building, I would be extremely impressed.
There is occasional mentions of like how long it's been since they left, and how long the full journey is, and like that, you know, one story might happen in the summer, and the next story happens in the autumn, and the next story that happens in the following winter. And so you can get a bit of a very rough timeline, I guess. And some rough geography, because they also occasionally mention how far away they are from China.
True.
You could that's a project for someone. I'm certainly not going to do it.
Oh, absolutely not.
Quite probably someone has already done this, but possibly not in English.
But we are not going to try and find that either.
No, we are not. We are not. Just going to talk about the Bull Demon King and Sun Wukong.
Yes, we are going to stay on track today.
Yeah, so Sun Wukong
Thank you for not sending me pictures of crabs.
That episode hasn't been... We haven't actually, at time of recording, we haven't actually put out that episode. I haven't gotten around to editing that doing anything.
I'm trying to speak good into the world.
The Wolky Demon King catches up with Wukong, who has the family fan, and he doesn't think with Wukong with the fan, he won't be able to beat him by force. So he comes up with a plan, and he's heard stories about Wukong being on this pilgrimage, and he knows he's traveling with a hog spirit and the flowing sand spirit, who he used to know back before they got banished from heaven.
Interesting.
And so he knows what... He knows Zhu Baji from before he was Zhu Baji. So he shapeshifts into that form conveniently, and he cuts in front of Wukong and pretends to be Zhu Baji meeting him on the way. And he says the Tripitaka sent him to go look for the monkey because he was taking so long.
I mean, if you knew Zhu Baji, he should really know that Wukong is not going to, or anybody for that matter, is not going to trust this pig.
I mean, maybe he didn't know him very well.
True, true.
uh, Wukong tells him, explains the full story of how we stole the fan, and the Bull Demon King tells him, oh, you should take a load off and let me carry the fan for you. And Wukong is just like, yeah, you take it, fuck it, I don't want to carry this shit. The Bull Demon King immediately like reveals that it's really him and he has the fan now. And Wukong is
dun, dun, dun.
Pissed off about this and tries to attack him. The Demon King dodges and he tries to use the fan against Wukong. But Wukong, if you can remember a couple chapters ago, got the wind arresting elixir and it's still working and the fan doesn't work on him at the moment. So the bull has to fall back to using his wife's two swords to fight. So,
very
meanwhile,
cool blue swords.
Yep. Meanwhile, the real Tripitaka actually does start to get concerned about how long Wukong is taking and actually does send Xu Baji to go look for him. And the local spirit of the Fire Mountain goes with them to lead the way. And he finds the monkey and the bull still fighting in the air. And Wukong explains that the Bull Demon King impertinently impersonated Xu Baji, which pisses him off.
Indubitably fuck it.
it's a Sunday after. It's a lazy Sunday afternoon.
A little bit. We just got a dog.
MJ has a temporary dog.
It's very exciting. It's extremely exciting. His name is Alfie. I'm obsessed. And he's slightly elderly, but very sprightly. And he likes cuddles and a toy duck. And he is the love of my life. And I will never leave the house again, for this is where he is. I am retiring from public life to be with this wonderful dog.
Okay, but what
to have him.
What about in a week's time when you're meant to give him back?
No.
Yeah.
No. We're gonna make Waco look tame if this is the case.
What's the Irish equivalent of the FBI?
Oh, the fucking armed response.
The armed response unit surrounding that.
Armed response unit. There's been a couple of those dodgy incidents in sort of like North Cork, because of course it's fucking North Cork. God knows what happens there. Is there something in
where
North
I
Cork
live?
Based? No, North Cork, like the
Tipperary
border.
Oh, as in the
border.
County, sorry. As in North Cork County, yeah. Sorry.
Where there's been like armed standoff with people trying to commit suicide by cop and all the rest. So that's a long way from where I am in Dublin, so let's bring it north. Let's bring that energy. I don't know. This started as a very wholesome thing about me loving a dog, and now I'm in an arm standoff with why am I like my friend is actually an astrologer, and while the stock I put in such things is limited, he says that my Mercury is in Scorpio, and that means it's not my fault that I'm like this. So
okay, yeah, as long as it's giving you an excuse that astrology is real.
Exactly. As long as I don't need to take any responsibility for my actions, then fine. Mm-hmm. It's all good. Yep.
The Bull Demon King can't fight off the monkey and the pig together, and he tries to flee, but the local spirit blocks him. And he keeps on fighting, and they do this thing that they do a lot in the book where they just kind of, they're just fighting while just kind of going somewhere on the way, and they just kind of end up where they were going in while still fighting. So they end up at the Hoard Thunder Mountain, where Jade Countenance hears the fighting and orders all her soldiers to go help the ball out.
Way more fun than, way more fun than jogging.
Yeah. This takes Wukong and Baji by surprise, and they're forced to retreat. So Baji suggests giving up and finding another way, but the local spirit tells him, when you mention finding another way, you are bound to fall into heterodoxy, and you are no longer someone concerned with the proper method of cultivation. As the ancient said, where can one walk but on the main road? How can you possibly think of finding another way? Remember your master now sitting with bulging eyes by the road and waiting for you to succeed. Yeah, succeed. So,
This is
can't.
not very supportive of diverse learning and working styles.
No, yeah, it's basically, yeah, just stick with orthodox, stick with the orthodox path only.
My
Don't
way
even
or the
think of doing
highway,
anything.
bitches.
Don't even think of doing anything else. That's what the allegory is here.
Listen, I understand that sometimes that Wukong in particular needs some very, very clear instructions with zero potential for loophole abuse, but you know, you're dealing with a neurodiverse monkey here. You gotta, yeah.
What
Anyway,
are you diagnosing Wukong with anything in particular?
oh, he's got ADHD to fuck, right? We know this. She's. I say this to someone who really should be seeking a diagnosis, but I am yet to find a professional competent enough to diagnose inattentive ADHD, but negligent enough to prescribe a recovering addict medical speed. So if you know anybody.
I'm gonna edit what I'm about to say out, but
My sister has some kidney stones in a jar.
Oh, cool. Those are probably more inert than like
True.
soft tissue.
Yeah, it is actual medical waste. Well. Anyway, basically all of this needs to be edited out.
Yes. Yeah, do you want me to edit out you talking about ADHD as well, or is that fine?
Oh, absolutely not. Everyone who's listened to this for more than 10 minutes has noticed.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So yeah. So they rallied by being told to embrace orthodoxy. They just smashed down the door of the cave. They called the Bull Demon King a grass eater. If you want a unique insult there.
First of all,
Fucking
the couple of
ungulate bollocks.
a couple of things I notice here. Grass eater is a rich insult coming from a group of vegetarians, and also emboldened by embracing orthodoxy is quite a statement. Like, boo, yeah, status quo. Woo! Let's fucking go, bitches! Let's toe the line! Woo! That just gives me some pleasure imagining.
What's that Twitter post? I just came back from the centrist rally. It was truly inspiring. Hundreds of people chanting, "Better things aren't possible." I can't remember who
Oh.
posted that.
Oh my God, when I just moved up to Dublin. This is actually in Chennai where Hysteria run all their gigs. There used to be an open mic down there that was basically the comedy gym. Like you just go and you got good, and it was really great, and I'm grateful for it. But they run music upstairs, and one of the first nights I was there, I was just sort of hanging out, and they had like a sort of rage against the machine. Inspired is not the word I would choose to use, in fact, because the band's name was Radical Centrist.
Right.
And they sang.
Some of those who work forces are actually fairly sound, actually.
It was the most fucking bizarre thing
I
I
might do
have
what you tell me
ever seen.
if it seems reasonable.
Myself and this other lady were we you know we thought this is just oh okay I'm we're just we're not li really listening to the to the lyrics. We're getting a drink. We're just sort of standing around. We're vibing, and then we catch some of the lyrics. Proud to be a radical centrist. We were just, excuse
Christ.
me. And we just like we just had to sit and listen for a little while and kind of go like this has to be a parody. And then we spoke to the barman, and he was like, no, I'm
So
afraid not. And we.
that's when you made it your mission to radicalize
Yeah, that's what we did.
Shanae.
We just got in, and we gotta like, oh, we gotta get our dirty leftist hands all over this bar. Fucking crap. I wonder where these kids are now. I'm gonna have to look them up and see. I'd forgotten about that memory. But yeah, anyway.
I think we're about to get kicked out of our meeting, so I might just
Oh no.
intentionally end it and send you another one. Maybe is there like an alternative to Zoom we could use that won't make us try and pay?
Probably.
Okay, yeah, I'm gonna end the meeting, and I'll send you another meeting after this one, the recording finishes saving.
Sweet.
This
We
meeting
have
is being recorded.
returned. We've returned from Zoom exile. So,
We
you know,
have.
this, I feel like this is a nice place to mention that we do have a Patreon. And while we probably won't pay for Zoom, your money will not go towards Zoom fees. I can't lie.
Just for context, we have been using Zoom to record this podcast, like basically since we started doing it, but Zoom a while ago started kicking you off after 40 minutes unless you pay them, and we're refusing to pay them, so we have just like been recording episodes in two halves because we get kicked off halfway through recording and then have to start a new
So,
meeting. We should probably just use different software like Discord or something. I don't know.
this, yeah, Discord would probably be better. You should still give us money, though.
Yes.
We're not going to spend it on paid Zoom, but it'll keep me in coffee and vape juice to medicate my undiagnosed ADHD.
People who support us on Patreon get episodes as soon as they're finished being edited and they're ready to go out instead of like on the normal Wednesday, and they also get some bonus episodes.
Yay! Anyway, that's a plug in the middle of an episode. We're doing it differently and more annoyingly.
Yes.
Yes, where were we?
Yeah, you can't just skip. We didn't put it at the end, so you can't just skip to the next episode or the next podcast or whatever. You're trapped listening to
It's
us
very
talk
annoying.
shit.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you could stop listening. Please don't.
Yeah, please don't do that. Let's start talking about the book again. So yeah, they broke into Jade Countess's house. They called the Bull Demon King a grass eater, and they start another fight. So they kind of rout the bull again, and he turns into a swan to fly away. And Wukong leaves Baji and the local spirit to fight all of the minions, while he turns into a Manchurian vulture and attacks the swan.
The
And this,
Manchurian Vulture.
yeah, it's like a normal vulture, but you say a trigger word to it, and it tries to
Yeah.
assassinate the president.
Everyone thought he was an eagle at first. Yeah.
So the vul no, sorry, the swan turns into a yellow eagle to fight back. Wukong turns into a black phoenix, and the Demon King into a white crane, and they do this transformation battle thingamajig again. So
I love a good transformation battle.
Wukong turns into a scarlet phoenix. Demon King kind of abandons the air, turns into a musk deer, and tries to kind of hide in fields. Wukong still recognizes him though, and he turns into a tiger. He recognizes him when he turns into a deer, but not when he turned into like the guy he has been on a pilgrimage with for years. Anyway,
Honestly, would you pay Baji any more attention than you have to? Also, for the sake of brevity, I'm not gonna do a musketeer bit.
God, don't, please don't.
I'm not. I, this
Thank
is
you.
this is my this is my act of love towards you, Quiva, and also everyone who listens.
I didn't even consider that.
Yeah, I can't help it.
So Wukong turns into a tiger and chases after him. So the deer turns into a leopard, the tiger into an Asian lion. The leopard into a bear, the lion into an elephant, and finally the bear turns back into a bull, a full-on bull, giant, huge giant white bull, with a head like a
Bullest of
rugged
bulls.
mountain and eyes like bolts of lightning. Horns like two iron pagodas and teeth like rows of sharp daggers, more than 10,000 feet long and 800 feet tall.
You know that tweet that says like bulldogs are just, or pit bulls are just like the densest dog, just giving the maximum amount of dog per square inch. This is the maximum amount of bull per bull inch.
It also kind of reminds me of the end of the Thawne where the two bulls fight and they're described in like absolutely colossal proportions.
When we finish this podcast in 6 years, we should do a ton.
Just do the tone in the same way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's an idea. What would you call this?
Journey of the massive fucking bulls.
Journey of the Fools. I was thinking more of Cú Chulainn's, is like, I don't know, Journey of the Hound, Journey of the Ulster Man.
Journey of your man with the hurl.
Journey of your man, the Hurl.
Uncomprehensible to anyone who isn't Irish.
Sure, he's a great man. He played county there up in Louth.
Yeah, Irish myth and legend,
Yeah.
Irish sport implement slash weapon of death.
Yeah, the most the big famous Irish epic poem. It's called the Táin Bó Cúalnge. I pronounced that terribly. Táin Bó Cúalnge, which is the cattle raid of Cooley. Cooley is just like a place in Louth in
Yeah.
the east of the country.
Yes, our
Yeah.
national myth is about stealing fucking cows
It's
and
about cattle rustling, yeah.
say nothing about it. That's just this is it's very this is very much
It's
like
about it's
when you
about it's a
tell
it's a it's basically about a dispute over studding rights.
this is it's a little bit like when, you know, Americans think that the Irish are obsessed with potatoes, and it's like, no, first of all, we're commemorating a genocide. And second of all, then you realize that at the main theme park in the country is Tato Park.
Well, not
We have
anymore.
to.
I can't remember what it's going to be called now, but they've lost
Oh, true, yeah. All the
they've lost the
animals
Tato
died and there was a
branding.
scandal.
Yeah, we did have a potato crisp or potato chip for American listeners themed amusement park up until recently.
Yes. Yeah.
That did in fact exist. But yeah.
Back to a culture that is not our own.
Potatoes are obviously like a like in the grand scheme of things, relatively recent introduction to Europe, in the last couple hundred years. Prior to that,
Yeah.
the obsession prior to and the reason I don't know the potato focused nature is also due to, as well as the big famine, there's also just like due to
Of stuff you could do with them.
a lot. Yeah, well, people were kind of forced to subside on them. Due to landlord practices that were enforced on poor farmers.
Yeah.
But before all of that, it was cattle was the big important thing. Not necessarily just to eat, but
Yeah.
like as a measure of wealth. I'm just rambling about shit.
Yeah, the potato famine was a genocide. A lot of animals died at Tato Park. Hurleys are dangerous implements that you should never give to 5-year-olds. We shall move on.
So the deities, the guy, the lads that hang around that occasionally pop up that are secretly protecting Tripitaka, the golden-headed guardians, the six gods of darkness, the six gods of light, the 18 guardians of the monasteries, they come to help and they surround the bull. I skipped a bit actually, sorry. Also Wukong like grows into his giant like thousands of feet tall form and brings the rod down against the bull, but the bull manages to catch it on his horns. And that's when the deities show up to give a hand.
Does it count as a deus ex machina if the gods are like on retainer?
yeah, they're well established. Like if you're going as a literary trope, they're kind of well established participants rather than coming from nowhere.
Deus ex sidelines. Deus ex the long periods of waiting punctuated by explosions.
So the bull turns back to normal, and he tries to flee again, but he's blocked by the Diamond Guardian of Dharma Diffusion. I'm butchering pronunciations today more than normal, even I think. The Diamond Guardian Dharma Diffusion, of vast magic powers, and of the Cliff of Mysterious Demons in the Mountain of the Five Platforms, who has been sent by Buddha to capture the Bull Demon King. Big important god dude, anyway.
Motherfucking tank.
So the bull tries to flee south, but he's blocked by another servant of Buddha, the Diamond Guardian Victorious Ultimate of immeasurable Dharma power and of the pure cool cave in the MA Mountain, whichever. To the east, he's blocked by the Diamond Guard, Jesus Christ, the Diamond Guardian of Great Strength, a word I forgot to look out how to pronounce, thing.
Your man.
VAIS with an acute accent, or AMN with a hook A, however that is pronounced, ascetic from the ear-touching ridge of the Sumeru Mountain. And on the west side, he's blocked by the Diamond Guardian ever-abiding, the indestructible honored Raja of the Golden Bean Summit at the Kunlan Mountain.
Motherfucking tank.
All surrounded on four sides by all of Buddha's top tanks.
Yeah.
So he goes, tries to go straight up into the sky, but he's blocked by our old friend Devaraja Lee and Prince Natta, as well as the fish-bellied Vajrakasha and the celestial general Mighty Spirit. I'm getting so embarrassed about pronunciations, I'm sorry. So he turns back into a white bull and he tries to gore Lee, but Natta manages to behead the bull first. But much like Wukong, he can just regrow his head. He doesn't actually beheading him doesn't actually kill him. And Natta keeps trying to cut it off, but he just keeps regrowing it over and over again. But eventually Natta manages to hang his fiery wheel off the bull's horns, and Lee trains his imp-reflecting mirror on him, which means he can't transform into a new form and escape because the mirror has him like locked in his form. So the bull finally admits defeat and offers to convert to Buddhism if they spare him. And they tell him, give us the fan first. And he says, oh, my wife has it. So Nata ties his rope around the bull's neck and threads it through the bull's nostrils, and they all as like a you know, a nose ring, and they travel back to the palm leaf cave, and the bull begs his wife to bring out the fan. Wait, did they not go to Jade Countenance? When did he give the fan to her? I'm just after realizing this now, having not realized it when I read the chapter originally when I was writing this script. Did I write something down? Did I miss something?
This is either us being Sunday or a very big fan, 12-foot fan sized plot hole. Yeah, I thought Jade Countenance had it.
Yeah. I'm just flicking, I'm just like skimming through the chapter again right now to double check. I'm sure this is compelling listening.
I'm just remembering, because I'm self-obsessed, that a while back on the last podcast I had while I was trying to operate while delirious, you shouldn't work while delirious, but when you're delirious, work sounds like a great idea. And I said that I had the attention span of Sun Wukong on cocaine, but if Sun Wukong does have ADHD, that might focus him more.
Mm.
Apparently cocaine isn't supposed to make everything feel clear.
Okay, so actually,
anyway,
sorry, after he
who
turns
has the fan?
After he turns into the white bull and he flees, then he does flee back to the palm leaf cave. So I missed that.
Ah.
So he, yeah, he's like,
well,
goes to Jade Countenance first, gets chased out, turns into a giant bull. They fight, he runs away again to Lady Ironfan's place. Fight again, defeated again. And now he's captured. So that's when that happened. Sorry about that.
Okay. So we're off to get the fan.
Yeah. So yeah, they all go to the Palm Leaf Cave, and he tells the Bull Demon King tells his wife to go bring out the fan, and she kind of, when she sees what's happening, she like takes off all of her jewels and fancy clothes, and she dresses like as plainly as possible and goes out to be like humble herself, and she goes out to beg for forgiveness. She gives them the fan. So they all together return to Tripitaka, and Xia Wujing, who's still minding him, and Wukong finally uses the fan to extinguish the burning mountain, and the various gods disperse, with Li and Nata bringing the bull to see Buddha, leaving only the pilgrims, the local spirit, and Princess Iron Fan here, who begs Wukong to give her back the fan. So of course he calls her a bitch.
Oh man, she's had a really shit couple of days.
Yeah, this guy just kind of shows up at her house. That
just like, turn the misogyny off for 10 minutes. Yeah. That woman went all out there. Moment of vulnerability, heart on the line. We've all made some mistakes in that direction before. It's not a comfortable place to be. You take a fan from her collection. You did your job. Just give her the fan and fuck off, Matt. Just throw that lady a bone. I really hope she can do something like rejuvenating and affirming for herself soon. Self-care for Lady Iron Fan.
Yeah, so I think I said this before we went on a break, but if you want to compare this to Dragon Ball, back when it was still a loose adaptation of this book before it went off in its own complete direction, the equivalent of Lady Iron Fan in Dragon Ball is Chi-Chi, who ends up marrying Goku, who is Son Wukong. So I don't know what you want to take from that, other than that's what happens in Dragon Ball.
I've never seen Dragon Ball.
I haven't really seen Dragon Ball. I've only seen Dragon Ball Z. which is well after it stopped being an adaptation of this book. So anyway, she says that he originally said he'd return the fan when he was done with it, and she should have listened to him the first time when he wanted to borrow it. She says I've witnessed the epiphany of the true body returning to the West. I will never dare misbehave again, and I'd like the fan back so I can start a new life of self-cultivation. I've seen the light. I'm going to be a good Buddhist now. Please give me
Just give me
the
my fucking fan,
fan.
dude. What is the harm in letting? It's not even a weapon. It's just a.
I mean, it can blow people away like thousands of miles. It doesn't hurt them,
Okay,
but it's
sure.
kind of like someone
Yeah.
did that to
No,
you,
I
like what
kind
the
of see. I
fuck
don't
would you
need to be
even
mean
do?
about it. I mean, you can say that, but just like don't be mean about it. You know? She hasn't done anything here.
Yeah, I mean, I guess from her perspective, she's just like some guy showed up at her house who was basically involved in converting her son to a different religion, who she's like can't really see anymore because of that, and is demanding to
Yeah,
borrow her shit.
she wasn't doing anything evil. She's just vibing with her fan. Clearly having some real marriage difficulties.
Yeah,
Not, no.
unlike a lot of the monsters that I don't think there's a particular indication that she eats people. She probably does, because they seem to all do.
Maybe. Yeah, it's a cultural thing, but I don't know. I want good things for this person.
So the local spirit asks her how to extinguish the fire on the mountain forever, because she knows this. And she says they have to fan the mountain 49 times. So Wukong lifts up the fan, fans the mountain 49 times, and it summons a torrential rain down on top of the mountain, which comes down only on the area where the fire is, so nothing else gets wet, and it extinguishes the fire permanently. So it's now the mountain of being a bit damp, I guess.
I that a lot. I don't know, I like that so much, but I really like it.
And the fire that Wukong accidentally started has finally been put out.
Yay!
The pilgrims camp out for the night, and in the morning, they do give the fan back to Lady Iron Fan, who take
Yay!
she so she takes it, and she kind of goes off to live as kind of a recluse,
Oh.
practicing Buddhism and shit. And the local spirit thanks the pilgrims for putting out the fire, and they hit the road.
Good for this. I'm just happy she got her fan back.
She got her fan back.
Yeah.
Her family has kind of been destroyed.
Yeah.
She's living as a
Yeah.
hermit now, but she does have the fan.
Listen, her husband had taken up with this concubine that he may or may not have been extorting in a mafia style way. Her son is estranged. Things weren't good to begin with, you know? And sometimes it's better to just let these things fall away and start anew, and I hope that's what she gets to do.
Yeah.
We plugged Patreon in the middle of the episode because we're assholes.
Yeah.
Social media handles and such in show notes. I don't know when this is coming up, but I'm producing a show called Elementaler, in Smock Alley on the 11th of 12th.
I
That is
think
about
this is
a
probably going to go out on the 8th of February.
Okay, sweet. We have time. So, yeah, if you want to rock on down to that, it's about a martial arts teacher who's giving a seminar and opens up about his mental health difficulties. And it's going to be a very fun show by the very talented Jonathan Victory, who is at Victory Content on social things.
Is you said it was Smock Alley on the 11th?
Smock Alley on the 11th and 12th.
Of February 2023,
Yes.
to be specific.
2023.
If you're
If
listening to
you've
this in the future, you missed it. Sorry.
listened to this in the future, it was an excellent show, the best show ever.
Yeah. And now you've missed it and you've lost your fucking chance. Well done. Well done, idiot.
I mean, you might be able to catch the Off-Broadway when we return on our tour, but you know, if you're lucky, tickets go really fast for that one.
Bye.
Bye.